Good morning. I'm John Sliggers. A community input group is now considering how to make use of an assessment of school buildings in the Lamar's Community School District. Superintendent Dr. Stephen Webner says a consultant earlier conducted a thorough review of school buildings.
For every school building within the district, they looked at the exterior, the electrical, the structural system, the technology, the interior components of the buildings, security, plumbing, safety, mechanical, and accessibility for people.
The information from that assessment was summarized and forwarded to the school board. The study prioritized the school buildings to focus on, the two oldest school buildings, Clark and Franklin Elementary Schools.
Clark and Franklin were actually built in 1939 under President Roosevelt's WPA project to help remedy the Great Depression. And so they've been around a long time. And within those two buildings, structurally, they are past their lifespan.
Since then, the school board has turned the information over to a community input committee. This input committee will make recommendations to the board on future action concerning school improvements. A final decision on facilities will be made by the board later this spring. The Lamar's Police Department is forming a trail safety patrol. Police Chief Kevin Vanevek says several volunteers have already stepped forward to apply. The patrol is becoming more of a priority as the 12 miles of trails in Lamar's are becoming more used.
Yeah, the response has been pretty good. I think I've got maybe 10 to a dozen persons that we're going to meet with very soon. This is something that was kind of created because of other safety patrols that are done in other communities, and we just felt it was time since our trail's expanding. It's very busy that we would like to have a little bit of a presence out on the trail.
A specially equipped golf cart is going to be outfitted as a trail safety patrol vehicle.
We're going to keep it pretty simple. The main objective is to be visible. It's going to be staffed with volunteers who are going to be responsible for patrolling the trail system on a newly purchased golf cart. The golf cart is going to be very visible. It'll have orange reflective items on it. It'll have flashing lights as it's moving.
Chief Vanevek says the volunteers will have several duties to fulfill, including reporting issues and crimes on the trail and to provide assistance to trail users. Volunteers are still welcome to apply. You can contact the police department by phone or find the link on the Lamar's Police Department webpage. The weather is warming and tractors are chugging away as Iowa farmers are starting the planting season. Angie Reek-Hintz is a field agronomist with the Iowa State University Extension. She says she's seeing plenty of activity in the northern part of the state.
We still have anhydrous going on. We still have some dry fertilizer applications. There's been a lot of spring tillage going on. And there's even people planting. So I think we're running the whole gamut right now of spring field operations.
A new map released Thursday by the Iowa Drought Monitor shows slight improvement in all categories, although there's still a big splotch of red in northeast and east central Iowa, as 32% of the state remains under severe or extreme drought. Reek-Hintz says, as always, rain will be key in the success of the next crop. Supply chain experts say the bridge collapse that closed the port of Baltimore last month likely will not have a major impact on Midwestern manufacturers, even though it could be the end of May before the port reopens. Frank Montalban, a professor of supply chain management at Iowa State University, says farmers buying equipment could see cost increases related to the collapse, but the average consumer likely won't as firms adjust their supply chains. Henrik Sternberg, also an ISU professor of supply chain management, says domestic impact from the collapse will be small, but overseas may be a different story as lead times may grow to roughly three times longer. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sliggers.